side A. The spiritual father is having a spiritual chit-chat with the spiritual children. The soul is called spirit. The father of the souls is the supreme spirit. That is a physical form and a physical chit-chat. And this one is a spiritual chit-chat. The father sits and talks with the souls. He looks only at the souls. He looks only at whom? He looks only at the soul conscious ones. He doesn't look at the body conscious ones at all. Those human beings talk just with the human beings. Here the talk takes place between the supreme soul, Paramatma, and the soul. The soul receives the goal first. The father, he makes a spiritual chit-chat only with souls. For this reason, you receive the explanation of a soul at first. No one except the father can give the explanation of the soul. Anyone could have given the explanation that the soul is a point, it is the resident of the supreme abode, Paramdham. It is the child of the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiv, Parampita Paramatma. It enters the cycle of births and deaths of the 84 births cycle. Can't anyone give this recognition? No, why not? What other work do we have? A student is saying something. Yes. This is just general knowledge that the soul is a point. So, all the souls are points. The soul of all creatures, the insects, animals, birds, moth, is a point. But what special role is recorded in the point-like soul? What special roles of which births are recorded in it? No one other than the father can give this explanation about the soul. The atmosphere is here indeed in this world. Father sits and explains to the souls of these living beings. The father says, I explain to you spiritual children, meaning to the souls. This Brahma can say bodily children. Only that spirit can say spiritual children. Now your soul has recognized the father properly. For this reason, the soul remembers the father. The intellect of us souls is with the father. No one in the world knows the father accurately. The father says, only you children to whom the father explains know who I am and how I am. Who are the children who do know? They are the ones to whom the father himself explains.
आज सब जिस्मानी माँ बाप टीचर ही समझाते.
Before only the bodily mothers, fathers, and teachers used to explain.
अब रूहानी बाप एक समझाते.
Now the spiritual father sits and explains.
इसको कहा जाता है रात दिन का.
This is called a difference, like between day and night.
अभी भक्ति मार्ग की रात पूरी हो, ज्ञान का दिन शुरू होता है.
Now the night of the path of devotion is complete, and the day of knowledge starts.
हमेशा दो बात के कंट्रास्ट में कहा जाता है रात दिन का.
It is always said a difference like between day and night to show the contrast of anything.
दो बात के मिलाए सकते.
The difference can be shown by comparing anything.
परंतु रात दिन को क्यों कहते हैं?
But why do they say it as the difference between the night and the day?
तुम बहुत फर्क हो.
If there is a small difference,
तो और कौन बात से मिलाया जा सकता है?
It can be compared with some other thing.
लेकिन vast difference.
However, if there is a vast difference,
बहुत फर्क हो तो क्या कहते हैं?
If there is a big difference, what do they say?
रात दिन का.
A difference like between night and day.
रात दिन का सचमुच फर्क है.
There is truly a difference like between night and day.
रात है भक्ति मार्ग की दिन है ज्ञान.
The night belongs to the path of devotion. The day belongs to the path of knowledge.
दिन को स्वर्ग और रात को नरक कहा जाता है.
The day is called paradise and the night is called hell.
तो रात दिन का फर्क हुआ ना?
So there is a difference like between night and day, isn't there?
अभी है पुरुषोत्तम कल्याणकारी संघ.
Now it is the elevated beneficial confluence age. Purushottam confluence age, the part of the confluence age when the most elevated human souls are revealed.
कौन सा कल्याण होता है?
What type of benevolence takes place?
यही कल्याण होता है जो मनुष्य से देवता अपवित्र से पवित्र बनते.
The very benevolence of the fact that the human beings become deities, that they become pure from the impure ones takes place.
अभी तुम जानते हो.
Now you know.
आगे अपनी आत्मा को भी नहीं जानते थे.
Before you didn't know even your soul.
अपन को देख समझ देते तो श्रृंगार करते थे.
You used to consider yourself to be a body and decorate it.
तो आत्मा को नहीं जानते थे. उसकी पहचान क्या थी?
What was the indication that you didn't know the soul?
देह का श्रृंगार करते थे.
You used to decorate the body.
और अब आत्मा को पहचान लिया.
And now, when you have recognized the soul,
तो इतना श्रृंगार करना है किसका नहीं करना.
Then what should be decorated and what shouldn't be decorated? Students, the body should not be decorated.
आत्मा का ही श्रृंगार करना है क्योंकि जानते हैं बीज सुधर जाएगा.
You have to decorate the soul alone because you know that when the seed improves,
तो शरीर अपने आप सुंदर देवताओं जैसा मिलेगा.
You will naturally receive a beautiful deity-like body.
अब हम देह का श्रृंगार नहीं करते.
So now we don't decorate the body.
अभी बाप ने समझाया.
Now the father has explained.
तुमको अपनी आत्मा का श्रृंगार करना.
You have to decorate your soul.
आत्मा तुम पतित बनी.
The soul itself has become impure, पतित.
एक दो को कहते हैं ना तुमको काम ही कुछ का.
People tell one another, you are indeed a lustful dog, don't they?
बाप भी इस तरह कहते हैं काम ना कर तुम.
The father too says about this, lust is the greatest enemy.
अक्षर का अर्थ भी समझना चाहिए ना.
They should understand the meaning of words too, shouldn't they?
गीता में पढ़ते तो हैं भगवान वाते.
They do read in the Gita, God spoke.
काम माना शत्रु है.
Lust is the greatest enemy.
Gita mota shatru nahi.
It is not a minor enemy.
Parantu Gita padhne wale aaj kuch bhi nahi samajhte.
But those who read the Gita don't understand the meaning at all.
Jaise Amritsar mein darbar hai.
For example, there is a court darbar in Amritsar.
Jisko Guru darbar kehte.
Which is called Guru darbar.
Wahan granth bhi rakhte hain.
Moreover, the granth, holy book of the Sikhs, has been kept there.
वहाँ जाकर के पढ़ते हैं.
They, meaning Sikhs, go there and read it.
परंतु आज कुछ भी समझते नहीं.
But they don't understand the meaning at all.
पढ़ने वाले तो दृष्टि विकारी.
In fact, those who read it are householders, vicious ones.
तुमको मालूम ही नहीं है कि गुरु नानक ने भी कहा है आतंक चोर हराम तू.
They don't know at all that Guru Nanak himself has said asankhya chor haram khor, countless thieves and haram khor, one who lives on money wrongfully earned or obtained, a good for nothing.
Guru Nanak ne galiya kyun di?
Why has Guru Nanak insulted everyone?
Guru Nanak to mahan atma hua.
Guru Nanak was indeed a great soul, mahan atma.
उन्होंने गालियाँ क्यों दी?
Why did he insult everyone?
असंख्य चोर हराम खोर.
असंख्य चोर हराम खोर.
तुम अगर गालियाँ ऐसे दो तो अखबार वाले तुम पर बिगड़ पड़े.
If you insult someone like this, then those from the newspapers will become angry with you.
और गुरु नानक ने गालियाँ दी.
And Guru Nanak has insulted everyone.
अक्षर करे हैं ना असंख्य चोर.
The words are harsh, aren't they? Asankhya chor, haram khor.
Abhi ye pichhari mein gayan kiya hai.
Now it has been praised in the end.
Baat kahan ki hai?
Of when is the topic about? Students said of the confluence age.
Kaise?
How?
Sangamiti ki baat kaise? Asankhya chor, haram khor.
How is the topic asankhya chor, haram khor? About the confluence age.
Samjhao.
Explain it. Someone said something. Yes.
कहते हैं बाप के सामने.
You say before the father.
तुम माता पिता हम बालक तेरे.
You are the mother and father. We are your children.
तो जब तुम माता पिता हम बालक तेरे प्रैक्टिकल में हो गए.
So. When you have become the children of the same mother and father in practice,
तो आपस में क्या हुए?
What did you become amongst each other?
भाई बहन.
You became brothers and sisters.
फिर क्या करते?
Then what do you do?
सामने तो कह दिया और पीछे से?
You said this before the father and what did you do behind his back?
पीछे से चोरी कर ली.
You committed theft behind his back.
तो ऐसे चोर कितने हैं?
Thus, how many such thieves are there?
असंख्य चोर हराम खोर.
असंख्य चोर हराम खोर. There are countless thieves who are good for nothing.
तो अक्षर पड़े हैं.
Therefore, these words are harsh.
तुम समझते हो ये सारी दुनिया पति है.
You understand that this entire world is impure.
सभी काम के बस में.
Everyone is under the control of lust.
तो ये गायन कहाँ का है?
Of which time is this praise?
मध्य कलयुग में गुरु नानक ने किया है क्या?
Has Guru Nanak sung it in the middle of the Iron Age?
गुरु नानक ने कहा है क्या उस समय का गायन है?
Is it the praise of the time when Guru Nanak said it?
वास्तव में नानक ऐसे अक्षर कोई कहते नहीं.
In reality, Nanak doesn't say such words.
कोई मनुष्य ऐसे अक्षर कह नहीं सकता.
No human being can say words like these.
कहेगा कौन?
Utter them.
जो खुद खुद चोर न.
The one who himself is not a thief.
हाँ ये कह सकते हैं झूठी माया झूठी काया झूठा सत्संसा.
Yes, they can say झूठी माया झूठी काया झूठा सत्संसार. माया इज फॉल्स द बॉडी इज फॉल्स एंड द एंटायर वर्ल्ड इज फॉल्स.
तुम क्या समझाते हो ये सारी दुनिया पतित है?
You then explain that this entire world is impure, meaning patit.
Patit akshar ka bhi arth nahi samajhte.
They don't understand even the meaning of the word patit.
Patit mane?
Patit means
gira hua.
The one who has fallen down.
Kahan par gir gaya kya?
Did he fall down from above?
Kisi jagah se gira hua?
Student said something. Fallen down in his state.
Kya hota hai? Kisi jagah se gira hua?
What is meant by someone with a fallen down state? And someone who has an elevated state? Students say indulged in vices. Someone entangled in vices? What are vices?
Hmm?
Lust is called a vice. What is lust?
काम मने क्या
लस्ट मीन्स डिजायर
तुम्हारे जो शक्ति ऊपर चढ़नी चाहिए वो शक्ति दस इंद्रियों से खरीद हो जाती
पतित मीन्स द एनर्जी विच शुड राइज अपवर्ड्स फ्लोज आउट थ्रू द करप्टेड ऑर्गन्स
तो क्या हुए पतित
देयरफोर व्हाट डिड दे बिकम पतित
जो बिंदु ऊपर जाना चाहिए जो बिंदु नीचे जाता
The point which should rise upwards goes downwards.
So he is patit.
Then they are impure.
जिसको कहते हैं ऊर्ध्वरेता हो जाए.
The state which is called to become urdhvareta, meaning the state in which the energy rises upwards.
शक्ति ऊपर को जाने की स्वभाव वाली बन जाए. तो वो पावर.
If the energy develops the nature of going upwards, then they are pure.
चरण न हो.
It, that is energy, should not flow out. The energy should not be reduced.
नीचे की ओर नाली में न जाए.
It should not go downwards towards the drain.
मस्तक की ओर जाए.
It should go towards the brain.
देवताओं के नैन देखो, चेहरा देखो, और आज के मनुष्यों के नैन देखो.
Look at the eyes of the deities, look at their faces, and look at the eyes of the human beings of today. They are sinking inside, into the sockets. The eyes have become like that of the monkeys. Why has this difference come up? Where did the shine of these eyes go? The energy has reduced. They have become impure.
पतित अक्षर का भी अर्थ नहीं समझते
सो दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इवन द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड पतित
पतित ऐसे कहकर बुलाते नहीं है
दे डोंट कॉल द फादर सेइंग आई एम इम्प्योर
ये पाप है समझाते
द फादर सेट्स एंड एक्सप्लेन्स दिस
कोई भी गुस्से में आकर कहते हैं ना ये उल्लू का बच्चा हराम को
एनीवन बिकम्स एंग्री एंड सेज
ये उल्लू का बच्चा हराम को
डोंट दे इट मीन्स द चाइल्ड ऑफ अ फूल अ गुड फॉर नथिंग
गुस्से में आते हैं तो ऐसे कहते हैं
दे से दिस व्हेन दे बिकम एंग्री
ठीक है स्वभाव वाले जो होते हैं ऐसे ही कहते हैं
दोज हु हैव अ हार्श नेचर स्पीक लाइक दिस
अब तुम समझते हो ये सारी पतित दुनिया अभी है
नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट At this time, this entire world is impure. At present, you are in the confluence age. He, that is the father, doesn't say words like these through the mouth, but it has to be said in order to explain. Whose child? The child of an owl.
उल्लू को कहते हैं उल्लू की क्या खासियत बताई होगी
एन आउल इज कॉल्ड व्हाट स्पेशलिटी ऑफ एन आउल हैज बीन मेंशन्ड इन द मुरली इन फैक्ट यू शुड से द चाइल्ड ऑफ अ बैट समवन सेड समथिंग इट इज अ बैट हु हैंग्स अपसाइड डाउन एन आउल डजंट हैंग अपसाइड डाउन
कहना पड़ता है
सो इट हैज टू बी सेड
फलाने ऐसे कहते
सो एंड सो यूज टू स्पीक लाइक दिस
तो बाप समझते हैं हमारे सामने बच्चे बैठे हैं
सो द फादर अंडरस्टैंड्स द चिल्ड्रन आर सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी
बच्चों का बुद्धियोग शिव बाबा के साथ रहता है
द कनेक्शन ऑफ द चिल्ड्रंस इंटेलेक्ट रिमेन्स विद शिव बाबा
शिव बाबा परमधाम का रहने वाले
शिव बाबा इज अ रेसिडेंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम अबोर्ड परमधाम
जब बुद्धियों ऊपर रहेगा या नीचे रहेगा
सो विल द कनेक्शन ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट रिमेन अबव और विल इट रिमेन बिलो
बुद्धियों में शिव बाबा परमधाम का रहने वाला है तो बुद्धियों ऊपर रहे
द कनेक्शन ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट व्हेन शिव बाबा इज अ रेसिडेंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम अबोर्ड द कनेक्शन ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट विल रिमेन अबव
और जब बुद्धि ऊपर रहेगी
And when the intellect remains above,
तो मन बुद्धि जहाँ होगी وہی بن جائے گا وہی بن جائے
The body as well as the wealth will go where the mind and intellect is.
Uchi stage pe jaye.
It will go to a high stage.
Niche kari mein nahi jaye.
It cannot go to lowly actions.
Jo kaam hi hote hain unka dhan kahan jata hai?
Where does the wealth of those who are lustful go?
Niche jata.
It goes below.
Jitni is duniya mein vaishyaon ke yahan jata hai.
It goes to the prostitutes. Vaishya in the vicious world.
Lampat.
It goes to the licentious people. Lampat.
Aur jo uncha hoga, pavan hoga, uska dhan kahan jayega?
And where will the wealth of the one who is elevated and pure go?
Unchi stage mein jayega? Unchi kari mein jayega?
It will go in an elevated stage. It will be spent for elevated work.
Isliye Baba kehte hain.
For this reason, Baba says,
Dan bhi kisko karna chahiye?
Whom should you give donation to? Someone said something.
Supatra.
Give it to the one who is a deserving person. Supatra.
Supatra kaun?
Who is a deserving person in this world? Someone said something.
Is duniya mein supatra kaun hai?
Who is a deserving person in this world? Everyone is impure.
Pavan to koi hai nahi.
No one is pure indeed. Someone said something.
To paap aaya hua hai agar ye buddhi mein aa gaya.
If this comes to your intellect that the father has come.
Niche baith gaya.
If the faith develops.
To paap to kapan karega.
Then the father will make it worthwhile.
Paap to unke hi le jayega.
The father will certainly take you only upwards.
Neeche nahi le jayega.
He cannot take you downwards.
To bola murli mein paap ko direct karne se tumhara 31 janm ka banta hai.
So it has been said in the murli, when you directly give the donation to the father, an inheritance of 21 births is made for you.
Aur dehdhari ki shuru karne se 1 janm ka.
And if you give it through the bodily beings, an inheritance for one birth is made.
Abhi baap apna parichay de rahe hai.
Now the father is giving his introduction.
Hum bilkul nahi jante.
We did not know it at all.
Atma punarjanm lete lete patit hoti hai.
Birth after birth, the soul becomes more and more impure.
Wapas to koi ja hi nahi sakte.
No one can go back indeed.
Rishi muni tattva gyani bahut hai.
There are many sages, that is rishi, saints, that is muni, and philosophers, that is tattva gyani.
Kitna gyan hai unko?
What knowledge do they have?
Tattva ka gyan hai.
They have the knowledge of the elements, that is tattva.
Tattva ka gyan
hai. They have the knowledge of the great element.
Brahma tattva ka gyan hai. Brahma tattva ka gyan hai.
They have the knowledge of the element Brahma. They have the knowledge of the Brahma element, Brahma tattva.
Unhe ke palu aur ke dekhte hain. Usne baithe baithe shareer chhod diya.
Their followers see, he, that is the sage or saint, their guru, left his body while sitting.
To followers ne aisa karishma dekha.
So the followers saw such a miracle.
Aise kai sanyasi aadi shareer chhodte hain.
Many sanyasis and so on leave their body in this way.
Achcha, shareer chhod ke wo kahan gaya?
All right. Where did he go after leaving the body?
Sathi baithe shareer chhod diya. Chalo khade khade tapasya karke shareer chhod diya. Wo atma kahan gayi?
He left the body while sitting. All right. He left the body while doing tapasya in a standing posture. Where did the soul go? Students are saying something.
Phir garbh mein ghoomt mein jaake janm liye.
It went into the womb again and was born in dirt. Ghoomt. Feces and urine. So?
Baithe baithe aur khade khade shareer chhodne se kya fayda?
What is the benefit of leaving the body while sitting or standing?
Aur khade khade, khade khade, baithe baithe, to antar hua kya?
And is there any difference between leaving the body lying, standing or sitting?
Mana buddhi ka to charan ho gaya.
There actually was a flow of mind and intellect downwards.
Mana buddhi bajaye upar jane ke kahan gayi?
Instead of going upwards, where did the mind and intellect go?
Neeche hi gayi.
it went down.
Antamate
sogate. Antamate sogate. Like the final thought, so the destination.
Kitni bhi practice kar le.
No matter how much someone practices.
Lekin jo sare jeevan mein jo karma hue.
But the actions that have been performed in the entire life.
Ant samay mein yaad ho jayega.
Only those will be recollected in the final time.
Sharir ko bhale saath le.
It doesn't matter if they have balanced their bodies.
Sharir ki practice bhale kar le, khade hone ki, ulte latakne ki.
Even if they have practiced to stand, to hang upside down with the body.
Ek aasan par baithne ki.
To sit in one asan, yogic posture.
Lekin sharir ko sadhne se koi atma nahi sadh jayegi.
But the soul will not be balanced by balancing the body.
पहले सूक्ष्म को सुधारना, कंट्रोल करना.
फर्स्ट रिफॉर्म द सटल, इट शुड बी कंट्रोल्ड एंड देन
फिर शरीर भी सुधर जाएगा.
देन द बॉडी विल इम्प्रूव एज वेल.
तो कहाँ गया वो बैठे बैठे शरीर छोड़ने वाला?
सो वेयर डिड ही गो द वन हु लेफ्ट द बॉडी वाइल सिटिंग.
ये बात समझाते.
The father explains this.
कोई भी वापस शांति धाम और निर्वाण धाम में नहीं जाते.
No one goes back to the abode of peace, शांति धाम, or to the abode beyond speech, निर्वाण धाम.
मनुष्य कहते हैं शांति कैसे मिले?
The human beings say, how can we receive peace?
हमारा एक पुस्तक भी है इस पर.
There is one book of yours about this as well.
मनुष्य जानते ही नहीं है मन की शांति को.
The human beings don't know the peace of the mind at all.
What book is that?
Which is the book?
Book is that? Shanti ke upar.
Is there any book based on peace?
Baba ke samne se thi.
It was printed in front of Baba.
Bahut kitniyan ki abhi bhi nikalti rehti.
Many copies of it are being issued even now.
Sakti man ki shanti.
The true peace of the mind. What name was given to the book? Haven't you ever read it?
Shakti Mani Ki Shanti.
The true peace of the mind.
Baba ne samjhaya.
Baba has explained.
Shanti to atma ka swarup hai.
Peace is indeed the self religion of the soul.
Atma shareer se alag hai, to shanti.
If the soul is separate from the body, then it is peaceful.
शरीर के अंदर.
If it is inside the body,
अशांति.
Then certainly there is body consciousness. It is restless.
शांति कहाँ?
It's the soul's place of residence is also the abode of peace.
तो आत्मा का निवास स्थान कोई हमेशा के लिए शरीर नहीं है, देह नहीं है.
The body is not the place of the residence of the soul forever.
Unka nivas sthan hai shanti.
Its permanent place of residence is the abode of peace.
Ye shanti ke dhun pe kahan ho?
Then where do you search for peace?
Devan.
In this body, in body consciousness.
Iska ek kahani bhi.
There is also a story on this, meaning topic.
Har gale mein pehna hua tha.
The necklace was on the queen's neck.
Aur gund ki dukaan rani.
But she used to search for it outside.
Shanti to tumhare hi gale mein hai.
Peace is also on your very neck.
Main aatma mera swadham shant.
I am a soul and my self religion is peace.
Baat kehte nahi hai. Rani bachche.
The father says spiritual children become stable in the religion of the self. The father explains to you just once. And then the children explain it to many others. They also read in the Gita, become stable in the religion of the self, but they don't understand it. The permanent religion of the soul is peace, the religion of the self.
आप समझाते हैं तुम शांति धाम के रहने वाले हो, वहाँ शरीर नहीं होते.
The father explains, you are the residents of the supreme abode. There are no bodies there.
तुम आत्मा शांत रहती हो, जो पाठ बजाने आती हो.
You souls remain peaceful there Then you come here to play roles. There are many human beings in the world, aren't there? Some stay for some time in the abode of peace, while some do stay for a long time. Those who come later stay so long in the abode of peace. You belong to the incorporeal world. It is not in anyone's intellect that the souls stay in the abode of peace. So, the Father himself tells us such topics of knowledge. Not even a single topic of knowledge will sit in the intellect of the devotees. What will be in the intellect of the devotees? What will be in their intellect? What is meant by bhakti and what is meant by knowledge? In the intellect of the knowledgeable ones, there is knowledge.
आत्मा रहती है परमात्मा रहता है
There is the knowledge of the soul, the supreme soul, the knowledge of the creation and the creator. And what is in the intellect of the devotees? Someone says something. The body. The bodily being. The bodily relationships and the worship of the body. What? Whom will the devotees worship? They will worship only those who remain in body consciousness. And what about the knowledgeable ones? They are soul conscious. He, the one who is knowledgeable, will himself be soul conscious. And whose company will he remain in? Of the soul conscious ones. The religious devotion is separate anyway. Knowledge is something separate. There is nothing, not even the name, trace or odor of religious devotion in knowledge. There is no noise in knowledge either. God has come and shown you the path. The Father explains, your role of having 84 births have completed. When you stay there in the abode of peace, you don't know there what role we played in 84 births. Now we have to go there again. You don't remember anything. Over there, you souls were in peace too. The part emerges. Nothing happens there. It has been mentioned in the scriptures that God had an inspiration to create the world. It is the memorial of when? It is certainly the memorial of the confluence age. And where does God stay? The confluence age and all the other ages are in this world. It is not there in the supreme abode. So, where did God have the inspiration to create the world? It is not a question of inspiration. The world has already been created. For this much time that they are in the supreme abode, it will not come in anyone's thought that they have to go to create the world. At the time when the world has to be created, the role will emerge in the drama and it comes in the actions. there is the role in the drama and he comes. He has to come to play the role. Just like actors think, we have to play a role. This is indeed the eternal, imperishable drama. They can come down in 1 second in this drama. There can be a little delay in that drama sometimes. It cannot happen like that in this unlimited drama. The drama is really accurate. So the father says, I come at an accurate time according to the plan of the drama. When the old world has to be made new. When the tamopradhan world has to become satopradhan. He cannot be even 1 second late. Why does the father say so? Because many say that they want moksha, liberation. Baba says, I myself don't receive liberation from this drama. I don't receive freedom. Even I have to come. Then, how can the souls receive liberation forever? I am myself bound in bondages, then how can the others become free? Although it has been mentioned in the scriptures of the path of the religious devotion, so and so merged in the light. You will not believe these things now. No one can go back. The end of side A. Side B. It is not that he goes and then makes your body like the kalpa tree. The father comes and makes your kaya, meaning body, like the kalpa tree. The duration of the cycle, kalp, is 5000 years. So, your body becomes like the tree for half a cycle. You become immortal for half a cycle. So, it will be said that it is like the kalpa tree. You become pure for half a cycle and impure for half a cycle. So, he makes the body immortal like the kalpa tree. For this reason, its name is the world of immortal ones, Amarlok. And this is the world of death. They say that Shankar narrated the story of immortality, Amar Katha, to Parvati. So, this became the Gita as well, didn't it?
Yes.
What?
Amar Katha.
The story of immortality.
Then
they will go to the immortal world and rule there. The name, the world of immortality, is against the world of death, isn't it? So, who narrated the Gita?
Amarnath Baba.
The Baba who is the Lord of the immortal ones did. Neither Shankar narrated it, nor did Krishna narrate it. Where in the path of bhakti, they have written in the scriptures that Krishna narrated the Gita, and Shankar narrated the story of immortality to Parvati.
Or na Amar Katha? शंकर सुनाई सकते।
नीदर कृष्णा कैन नरेट द गीता नॉर कैन शंकर नरेट द स्टोरी ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी।
ये अभी तुम जानते हो कि गीता तो बाबा ने सुनाई है।
नाउ यू नो दैट बाबा हैज नरेटेड द गीता।
अमर कथा और गीता है बात एक ही।
द स्टोरी ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी एंड द गीता इज द सेम थिंग।
अमर कथा कहो या गीता कहो।
Whether you call it the story of immortality or the Gita.
ये तो कहते हैं कि भगवान ने नर अर्जुन को ज्ञान दिया नारायण बनाने के लिए।
They do say that God narrated knowledge to the man Arjun in order to make him into Narayan.
तो नारायण तो देवता हुआ, अमर हुआ।
So Narayan is indeed a deity. He is immortal.
अमर माने देवता।
The immortal one means a deity.
अमर कथा अमर बनाने की कथा है।
सो द स्टोरी ऑफ इमोर्टैलिटी इज द स्टोरी ऑफ मेकिंग समवन इमोर्टल।
मनुष्य से देवता बनाने की कथा।
इट इज द स्टोरी ऑफ मेकिंग डेटीज फ्रॉम ह्यूमन बींग्स।
जो हुआ गीता ज्ञान।
सो दैट इज द नॉलेज ऑफ द गीता।
बाबा आते हैं, दोनों इकट्ठे रहते हैं।
बाबा कम्स, बोथ स्टे कम्बाइंड।
कौन?
हु?
कौन दोनों इकट्ठी रहती?
Which two stay combined?
यहाँ ही रहते हैं ना?
They indeed stay here, don't they?
तुम अच्छे समझते हो ये बात है, इनमें आत्मा आई हुई है।
You children understand, this is the father, a soul has come into him.
किनमें?
In whom?
यह बाप है।
This is the father.
इनमें आत्मा आई हुई है।
A soul has come into him.
क्रिएटर बनते हैं तो उनको बाप कहा जाते हैं।
When he becomes a creator, he is called the father.
क्रिएट की जाती है, रचना रची जाती है।
When something is created, when the creation is created,
तो उनको रचयिता बाप कहा जाता है।
Then he is called the creator father.
अभी तुम समझते हो भक्ति मार्ग के शास्त्रों में क्या क्या बात है।
Now you understand what subjects there are in the scriptures of the path of the religious devotion. Whatever you have been listening on the path of the religious devotion was a lie. But it was accepted saying, it is true, it is true, it is indeed a lie. So many topics don't make any sense at all.
रावण का भी समझाया पांच विकार हैं उनके।
इट वॉज एक्सप्लेन्ड अबाउट रावण टू दैट देर आर फाइव वाइसेस रिप्रेजेंटिंग हिम।
विकारों को छोड़ना।
यू हैव टू रिनाउंस दीज वाइसेस।
तुम विकारों पर जीत पहनते हो, दे दी रावण की।
यू गेन विक्ट्री ओवर द वाइसेस, सो दे हैव देन सिंबलाइज्ड इट एज विक्ट्री ओवर रावण।
इसमें रावण का राज्य है।
एट दिस टाइम इट इज द किंगडम ऑफ रावण।
इसलिए चित्र बनाए करो।
फॉर दिस रीजन यू हैव मेड हिज पिक्चर एंड केप्ट इट।
ये भी भारत में ही चित्र है।
हिज पिक्चर इज हियर इन भारत अलोन।
किसका? रावण।
हुज ऑफ रावण।
विदेशों में रावण का चित्र नहीं है।
देर इज नो पिक्चर ऑफ रावण इन द फॉरेन कंट्रीज।
जहाँ चरित्र हुआ है वही रावण का चित्र बनाया है।
The picture of Ravan has been made at the place where the role has taken place.
विदेशों में जब वो आत्माएं कन्वर्ट होकर के जाती है।
When those souls convert and go to the foreign countries,
तो वहाँ कोई रावण का पार्ट नहीं बजाती।
They don't play the role of Ravan there.
वहाँ तो वो खुद ही अधीन होकर के रहती।
They themselves become subordinate and live there.
लेकिन वही आत्माएं बाप के आने पर जब भारत में संगम युग है, जब बाप आते हैं
बट द सेम सोल्स कन्वर्ट एंड बिकम ब्राह्मिन्स व्हेन द फादर कम्स इन भारत इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज।
तो जो दूसरों का संघ का रंग जन्म जन्मांतरों में आत्माओं में लगाया है।
सो द कलर ऑफ द कंपनी ऑफ अदर्स विच दो सोल्स हैव एक्वायर्ड फॉर मेनी बर्थ्स,
वो संघ का रंग उनका बाहर निकलता।
दैट कलर ऑफ देयर कंपनी मेक्स इट्स अपीयरेंस।
कहाँ आकर संघ में? भारत में।
After coming where? In the confluence age, after coming in Bharat.
तो उस समय वो कैरेक्टर दिखाती.
सो दे शो दैट कैरेक्टर एट दैट टाइम.
विदेशियों के संग का रंग का कैरेक्टर.
द कैरेक्टर ऑफ द कलर ऑफ द कंपनी ऑफ द फॉरिनर्स मीनिंग विदेशी.
तो उसके वो रावण साबित हो जाते.
दस थ्रू दिस दे आर प्रूव्ड टू बी रावण.
वो भारत में ही चित्र है, वो विदेशों में रावण का चित्र नहीं.
सो द पिक्चर ऑफ रावण इज इन भारत अलोन. देर इज नो पिक्चर ऑफ रावण इन एनी फॉरिन कंट्री.
राम कृष्ण की लड़ाई भी भारत में दिखाते.
They also show the fight of Ram with Ravan and Krishna with Kans in Bharat.
Ram ki ladai Ravan se aur Krishna ki ladai Kans se.
The fight of Ram is with Ravan and the fight of Krishna is with Kans.
Saari duniya par Ravan raj hai.
The kingdom of Ravan is over the entire world.
Kans ko dusre koi aise Ravan bana kar jalate nahi.
But the others don't make the effigy of Ravan like this and burn it. Neither the people of Islam, nor the Buddhists, nor the Christians. They burn him only in Bharat. The followers of the other religions don't burn Ravan. Is he their relative?
है?
Is he their relative? Is he their ancestor?
तो रावण है भारत का दुश्मन.
So रावण is the enemy of भारत.
खास भारत का दुश्मन और है सारी दुनिया का आप दुश्मन.
He is especially the enemy of भारत and the enemy of the entire world in general.
रावण ही पहले पहले भारत में आते.
At first रावण alone comes in भारत.
रावण का परिचय पूरा ही दे दिया.
The complete introduction of रावण was given.
परम राम से पहले पहले कहाँ आते हैं रावण.
Where does रावण come first from the supreme abode?
भारत में आते.
He comes in भारत.
ऐसे नहीं कि रावण जो है वो कोई विदेश में आता है.
It is not that रावण comes in some foreign country.
ऊपर से इब्राहिम पुत्र कैश की आत्माएं आती है, वो तो सतोप्रधान होती.
The souls of Abraham, Buddha, Christ who came from above are satupradhan.
वो तो नीचे गिरी हुई होती ही नहीं.
They are not degraded at all.
उनको रावण तो कहा नहीं जा सकता.
So they cannot be called रावण at all.
जो जिनमें प्रवेश करते हैं वो तमोप्रधान होते.
Those in whom they enter are तमोप्रधान.
वो कहाँ से आते.
Where do they come from?
वो भारत से आते.
They come from भारत.
पीछे और धर्म वाले आते हैं.
देन लेटर द पीपल ऑफ द अदर रिलीजन्स कम.
ये रस्म रिवाज भारत में है. कौन सी.
दिस ट्रेडिशन इज इन भारत अलोन. विच वन.
रावण का चित्र बनाने की और रावण को जलाने.
ऑफ मेकिंग द पिक्चर ऑफ रावण एंड ऑफ बर्निंग रावण.
रस्म रिवाज कहाँ की होती है.
टू विच टेन डू ट्रेडिशन बिलोंग.
सब रस्म रिवाज जैन पूजन त्योहार कहाँ की यादगार है.
ऑफ वेन आर ऑल द ट्रेडिशंस रिचुअल्स प्रेज एंड वर्शिप फेस्टिवल्स मेमोरियल्स.
यादगार है.
स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज दे आर मेमोरियल्स ऑफ द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज.
भारत में संगम युग में जो चरित्र हुए हैं.
द रोल्स विच हैव बीन प्लेड इन भारत इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज.
उन चरित्रों की यादगार भक्ति मार्ग में बनाई गई.
द मेमोरियल्स ऑफ दोज वेरी रोल्स हैव बीन शोन इन द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन.
फिर और धर्म भी मिल जाते.
देन द अदर रिलीजन्स एड अप एज वेल.
बाकी कुछ है नहीं.
एंड एज फॉर द रेस्ट देर इज नथिंग.
बात समझाते हैं अभी है संगम युग.
द फादर एक्सप्लेन्स इट इज द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज नाउ.
संगम युग के अंत में कितने मनुष्य हैं.
हाउ मेनी ह्यूमन बींग्स आर देर इन द एंड ऑफ द आयरन एज. 5 बिलियन.
और सत्युग में कितने थोड़े थे.
एंड इन द गोल्डन एज दे वर सो फ्यू.
इतनी वृद्धि हुई है.
Later on, the number has increased so much.
ये ख्याल और कोई नहीं कर सकते.
No one else can think of this.
विकास सागर मंथन तुम्हारे सिवाय कोई कर ही नहीं सकते.
Apart from you, no one can churn the ocean of thoughts at all.
क्यों.
Why?
विकास सागर मंथन हमारे सिवाय कोई कर ही नहीं सकते.
Can't anyone else apart from us churn the ocean of thoughts?
जो इतने बड़े बड़े विद्वान हुए दुनिया में.
The great scholars that have been in the world.
उन्होंने विचार सागर मंथन नहीं किया.
Didn't they churn the ocean of thoughts? Didn't they do it? Then, from where did these big airplanes and the variety of scientific things in the world come from? If they didn't churn the ocean of thoughts? Students said, they did it in the limited sense. No, they did churn the thoughts, but they didn't churn the ocean.
Yeah.
What?
Sagar, Gyan Sagar ka manthan nahi kiya hai.
They haven't churned the ocean of knowledge.
Paanch tatton ka manthan kiya hai.
They have churned the five elements.
Paanch tatton ki jankari ho gayi.
They received the information about the five elements.
Paanch tatton se bane hue sharir ki. Nasa nasa nari nari ki yaadgar ko.
They have recognized every vein and every nerve of the body made of five elements. They received its knowledge. So they received the knowledge of the non-living things. But they did not receive the knowledge of the living ocean of knowledge. The one who will have the knowledge of the living ocean of knowledge, he will also churn the ocean of thoughts. No one apart from you can churn this ocean of thoughts. From when did this world increase? What happened? Then where did all of them go? You don't know anything. Why? The souls who are going to convert into the other religions or who are going to the foreign countries, it will not come in their intellect where the birth of Krishna will take place, who will do it, how it will take place. When and how the creation of the world will take place. This topic will not come into their intellect. Even if you explain to them, it will not sit in their intellect quickly. They don't have a connection with these subjects at all. Who will give birth to Krishna? Where the generation will come from in the new world? So why won't these topics come into their intellect? It is because they don't churn the real ocean of thoughts. They think about the five elements or the great element Mahat Tattva. They think about the Brahma element. For this reason, the churning of the ocean of thoughts cannot take place in their intellect. When did these deities rule, whose temples are being built even now? You will not build temples now. What was said?
In devataon ki yaadgar mandir tum.
You will not build temples with non-living pictures as the memorial of these deities now. And what do they do? They make the memorial temples of those very deities and then establish the non-living pictures. It doesn't matter if they are translate. Meaning, pictures in a box lit from inside. They keep establishing those non-living pictures. They keep worshipping them. These pictures are made to explain. They are not made to worship or to remember them. Why are these four pictures made?
तो समझाने के लिए बनाते हैं.
A student, in order to explain. They are made in order to explain.
यानी कि हमको याद नहीं करते.
We don't remember them.
जो मंदिर बनाते हैं परंतु समझाते तो कुछ भी नहीं.
They build temples, but they certainly don't explain anything.
कभी नहीं जानते लक्ष्मी नारायण आदि का मंदिर कितना.
They themselves don't know how much the temple of Lakshmi and Narayan.
कभी नहीं जानते उनको लक्ष्मी नारायण आदि का मंदिर कितना खर्चा करके बनाते.
They themselves don't know them how much they spend to build the temple of Lakshmi and Narayan and so on.
तुम तो थोड़ा खर्च करके चित्र बनाते हो उनके जीवन कहानी.
As for you, you spend a little and make the pictures based on their life story.
वेद का बाप तुमको इनकी कहानी नाम रूप देश काल सब बता.
The unlimited father narrates to you their story, name, form, country, time and everything.
इनकी कहानी.
Whose story?
इनकी कहानी.
Whose story?
Lakshmi और नारायण की कहानी.
The story of Lakshmi and Narayan.
नाम सही, रूप सही, देश और काल सब बता.
He tells you everything along with the name, the form, country and time.
वो लोग तो लाख वर्ष कह रहे थे.
Those people say hundreds, thousands of years.
लक्ष्मी नारायण को लाख वर्ष.
Hundreds, thousands years have passed after Lakshmi and Narayan. How can hundreds, thousands years pass? There are so many rumors in the path of bhakti. They have written such lies in the scriptures. Bharat alone is called the land of truth, Sachkhand, and the land of falsehood, Jhutkhand. The land of truth is in the golden and the silver ages. The land of falsehood is in the copper and iron ages. There will be no other land in the golden and the silver ages. There will not be Islam, Buddhist, Christian lands. This is why it is called the land of truth. Truth is only one and it remains only one. And many, when there are many, falsehood comes in. Bharat alone is an imperishable land because the imperishable Baba incarnates here. The imperishable Baba comes down here from above, from the high stage to the low stage. He doesn't come in any other place. Bharat is never destroyed. But they don't accept even these topics. They say, how can the age of the cycle be 5,000 years? Hundreds, thousands years old things keep coming out in the excavations. They say, this thing is so old. It is these many thousand years old, don't they? Then how can the world be 5,000 years old?
अब बात समझाते हैं. मैं जो सुनाता हूँ.
Now the father explains. Listen to what I narrate.
और जो सब सुनाते हैं वो सब झूठ है.
What all the others say is a lie.
इस पर जज करो कि कौन राइट.
Judge it who is right.
अथॉरिटी तो मैं हूँ या वो लोग हैं जो कहते हैं लाख वर्ष पुरानी चीजें.
Am I the authority or are they the authority who say these things are hundreds, thousands years old?
चीज को देखने से सारा ज्ञान आ जाएगा.
The entire knowledge will come by looking at the seed.
बीज रूप तो मैं हूँ ना।
आई एम द सीड फॉर्म, एम आई नॉट?
समझेंगे ये बीज लगाने से ये फल निकले।
दे विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस रूट विल बी ऑब्टेन्ड बाय प्लांटिंग दिस सीड।
आम के डाल से आम ही निकलेगा।
ओनली अ मैंगो विल बी ऑब्टेन्ड फ्रॉम अ मैंगो ट्री।
और मनुष्य शक्ति का बीज कहाँ से निकले? मनुष्य शक्ति का बीज।
And from what will the seed of the human world come out? The seed of the human world?
फिर क्या हुआ?
What happened next?
वो शक्ति कहाँ से निकलती है?
From what does the world emerge?
आम का झाड़ कहाँ से निकलता है?
From what does the mango tree emerge?
आम के बीज से।
From the mango seed.
तो मनुष्य शक्ति मुक्ति झाड़ कहाँ से निकलेगा?
So, from what will the tree like human world emerge?
मनुष्य रूप के बीज से निकलेगा?
It will emerge from the seed like human being. Definitely, there should be some seed from human being. Only human beings will come in the human tree. But see, there is so much variety. For this reason, it is called the play of the variety of human beings.
तुमको अब ज्ञान मिला है बरूबर वेराइटी धर्म कैसे स्थापन होती।
नाउ यू हैव राइटली रिसीव्ड द नॉलेज हाउ अ वेराइटी ऑफ रिलीजन्स आर एस्टैब्लिश्ड।
उनका बीज एक ही
है। देयर सीड इज ओनली वन।
है वेराइटी धर्मों का झाड़ लेकिन बीज होता है एक ही।
इट इज द ट्री ऑफ अ वेराइटी ऑफ रिलीजन्स बट देयर सीड इज ओनली वन। देन
और है सब मनुष्य।
And all of them are human beings. All of them in the human tree are human beings. But look at the features. There are so many differences. Look at the features of the Buddhists. Look at the features of the Christians. Earlier the deities come as fair ones, then while being reborn they become dark.
और किसको श्याम सुंदर नहीं कहते हैं?
No one else is called Shyam Sundar, meaning black and beautiful.
कृष्ण को ही श्याम सुंदर कहते
हैं? Only Krishna is called Shyam Sundar.
Beautiful. श्याम सुंदर नहीं कहते. क्यों?
Christ will not be called Shyam Sundar. Why? The Christians neither become more Tamo Pradhan nor do they become more Sato Pradhan. The zodiacs of Krishna and Christ are matched. Why are they matched?
Because Krishna bhi na jada Tamo Pradhan banta hai aur na jada.
It is because Krishna too doesn't become more Tamopradhan nor does he become more Satopradhan. Then who becomes this?
Ram wali atma Tamopradhan bhi jaasti bakti hai. Satopradhan bhi jaasti bakti
hai. Yes, the soul of Ram becomes more Tamopradhan, so he becomes more Satopradhan too.
क्राइस्ट को श्याम सुंदर नहीं कहेंगे।
क्राइस्ट विल नॉट बी कॉल्ड श्याम सुंदर।
बाकी अवतार आगे तो सबसे मानते
एंड एज फॉर द रेस्ट दे बिलीव ऑल द अदर्स टू बी इनकारनेशंस एंड सो ऑन।
विक्टर विक्टर को मानते हैं।
व्हेन दे बिलीव द लम्स ऑफ सॉइल थिक्कर एंड वॉल्स भीतर टू बी द इनकारनेशंस।
तो क्राइस्ट को अवतार माना तो क्या हुआ?
देन वॉट हैपेंड इफ दे बिलीव क्राइस्ट टू बी एन इनकारनेशन? वॉट
ठोकर लगे और टूट जाए मिट्टी का ढेला।
ठिक्कर मीन्स द वन विच ब्रेक्स ऑन रिसीविंग अ ब्लो अ लंप ऑफ सॉइल।
उसको ठोकर लगती है और फट से टूट जाए।
व्हेन इट रिसीव्स अ ब्लो इट ब्रेक्स ऑफ इमीडिएटली।
ऐसे यहाँ भी जो देहाभिमान की मिट्टी के ढेले।
इन द सेम वे हियर टू दोज हु आर द लंप्स ऑफ अर्थ ऑफ बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस।
और माया की ठोकर लगी और हार्ट फेल हुआ।
एंड एज सून एज दे रिसीव अ ब्लो ऑफ माया देयर हार्ट फेल्स।
ठीक कर बेहतर में भी परमात्मा समझ लेगी।
सो They consider the Supreme Soul to be in lumps of earth and walls too.
Bhittar means?
What does Bhittar mean?
Bhittar means a wall.
Bhit means a wall.
Jo purushart ke raaste mein, gyan ke raaste mein, jigna ban karke jeevan ki tarah, bhit ki tarah, khade ho jaate.
Those who become obstacles in the path of spiritual effort, in the path of knowledge, and stand like walls, they have considered the Supreme Soul to be present in them too.
So,
so what happened if they considered Christ to be God? There are many who call themselves God. They say it for you too, that you consider Brahma to be God. Just like Vyas has made false scriptures, these ones then keep telling lies through their mouths too. The father says, in the end of many births, I enter them. Then I give them the name Brahma. Whom? Why did he say them? Why did he say the plural form? Students, there are two. There are two, Ram and Krishna. In the end of many births, I enter them. Then what do I name both of them? Brahma. One is Prajapita Brahma and the other is just Brahma. No human being can understand these things. When they say you consider Brahma to be God, tell them, look at this picture, won't you? He, that is Brahma, is standing in the end of the Kalpa tree. Which age is it in the end of the Kalpa tree? It is the Iron Age. So, who are present in the Iron Age? They are the impure ones, aren't they? In the end of the tree, all the religions become black and tamopradhan. So, all of them become impure. They are learning yoga now in order to become satopradhan and pure again. So, the human beings indeed keep following all the hearsays, rumors. The father says, they have become so foolish. Alright, Bapdada's remembrance, love and good morning to the sweet, long lost and now found, serviceable, obedient, faithful, spiritual children.